Hello.
What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Asa, and to my lovely left is Andrew.
Hey.
I don't know why I did that.
We're doing things.
It's not yet raising the roof. It's like kind of...
It's kind of like you're...
Like a starfish.
You're rubbing someone.
Yeah.
Or like if you're at the zoo where you get to touch the animals, it's an elephant. Hey. That's the most family-friendly thing to say is that you're rubbing an elephant. Elephant struggling.
An olifant.
An olifant. In case you don't know who we are Borderline Entertainment, just barely winning your affections, one flop at a time.
And this is our weekly games cast.
Weekly games cast.
Weekly games cast.
The focus today is something that's near and dear to my heart. I grew up with.
Has something to do with.
Boom. Nintendo.
Nintendo.
I love me some Nintendo.
Luigi.
This is my.
Is he
in case
on the
you were
other
wondering
side?
Where I got this bad boy, New York with my lady, Nintendo store, freshly brewed. Joe.
Brewed like a few hours ago. Did you even heat it up?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Drink cold coffee.
So what do you want to say about Nintendo?
Here's what I want to talk about.
My friend.
I love Nintendo. I really do. My first console was the NES. Came with that golden cartridge, Legend of Zelda. Came with that light gun, Duck Hunt. No, I didn't get the Duck Hunt. That also came with Mario. I got that later.
So you just had the gun minus the game?
I just had the gun and just Duck Hunt, which was, from what I understand, is rare. Because a lot of people got the package that was the
Mario.
Slash in the middle, Mario, and Duck Hunt. I had just Duck Hunt. So, don't know how that happened.
Wow.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. You did good.
Hogwarts.
I love me some Nintendo.
Okay.
They've been with me since I was born, basically. I'm worried about their future.
Why?
Because sometimes Nintendo makes weird choices. Let's just be honest.
Such as
the Wiimote. Sideways feels great.
Are you kidding? I love the Wiimote.
No.
You just kind of, you put the thing around your wrist and you just...
Yeah.
Oh. Mama!
You see
it's
that
like
little
gun.
Whipping move you're making?
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Oh, how dare you.
You know what I liked? I liked that three-prong Nintendo 64.
Okay.
And you're playing Mario Party
and
you're wiggling it, and then you've got a blister the size of Texas on your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. What I love the most is that Wave Bird. That Wave Bird for the GameCube fits so good. And it was like, this
is
the future.
Called?
The Wave Bird controller was like the first licensed wireless controller. Or like first party, sorry. First party wireless controller.
Okay.
Mad Catz probably did like 20,000 of them,
yeah,
and they all broke.
And then they broke within the next day. Yeah.
But needless to say, they've had some good history. They've had some flops.
Okay.
Now we're looking at maybe some flops. The NX, as you've probably heard of,
is
supposed to be a good
machine.
Really
great. Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be more powerful than the Xbox One, the PS4, which now have announced Neo and Scorpio. They're iterative consoles. We'll talk about
later. That's another discussion.
But the PS4 and Xbox One right now, it's supposed to be more powerful than, which sounds great. But then we see some schematics that are this weird TV controller that looks similar to the gamepad for the Wii U.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
Is this just going to be another...
What's going on?
Yeah.
You had me psyched, then you did this. What's going on? Business-wise, they're also making some interesting choices, which I'm glad they started making. This had me nervous before. Now I'm not so nervous because they're being smart. They're getting into the mobile game. In case you haven't checked it out, Pokemon Go just came out recently. Get it now. If you're trying to sign up for a Pokemon Club account, hopefully the websites aren't crashing on you and you can do it. The first bit, I was having some problems and it wasn't working. I even DM'd Nintendo and tried to get that fixed and nobody said anything to me.
You did like kind of talk to Taco Bell and they reached out.
Yeah,
to you, so
like
maybe
I figured
same thing.
I could talk to Taco Bell. They helped me out.
They helped you out.
I figured if I talked to Nintendo, they'd help me out.
They'd help you out.
They hadn't said
they
anything.
They had not.
So, and I don't expect it.
Right. Now, I'm not even, like, a Nintendo fan, really, because I'm poor and I only have enough money for so many things. And
that's
I only have one
build-up
PlayStation right now. I do respect Nintendo, like, as a business. And, you know, I remember playing Nintendo 64 with my dad, and I remember...
We did a few times.
We did a few times. Dining room. Intense competitions. I remember playing GameCube at my grandparents' house. Lord of the Rings, Third Age.
Okay.
Love that game.
Love that. Played it on Xbox, but love that game.
I still love that game. So I... Mario Kart Double Dash with my friends and at college, like stuff like that. I even have on my phone the Miitomo app.
Yeah.
And
forgot to mention that.
Again, not being a huge Nintendo fan... oftentimes I get a notification like, why do I even have this on my phone? But then I see the miniature version of myself walking around. And it's like,
that's really I can't funny. Help but keep coming
yeah,
back to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the thing is, Nintendo has charm. Nintendo yeah. has something that the other two don't have, mm-hmm. and I don't think they're ever going to have. Mm-hmm. You know, they have their mascots,
right.
kind of. That's kind of fallen to the wayside. But Nintendo has always had mascots and will always have that magic touch. There's right. something about when I pick up my 3DS and I'm playing just about anything on here, mm-hmm. my DS takes me to another world. Actually, a lot of different worlds. I got Pokemon in there right now, and so I know that they can do it. And the fact that they are going to have this and this together is going to be great. In fact, what I think is so great about this is that everybody has one.
That's true, yeah.
So them...
They're making it more accessible.
Thank you. They're making it so much more accessible. They're making such a smart business move. And everything that they're coming up with, what they have lined up, I'm super excited for.
Okay.
Like we talked about, Pokemon Go, Miitomo. They've also have lined up Fire Emblem. Are you a Fire Emblem fan?
I've
played them.
I have heard of it. My dad likes to play his characters from it
right.
on Super Smash Bros.
Right. Birthright and Revelations and Conquest, I believe, was the other one. Those just came out. Okay. I suggest Awakening. If you're going to jump in with Awakening.
Awakening.
But so they've got Fire Emblem and they've got Animal Crossing coming up.
Okay.
And those are two franchises that I think fit really well with mobile. I mean,
right.
if you go to the Apple Store right now, you've got tons of games ported over from way back when
mm-hmm.
that fit good. They fit good.
Grammar tells me it's fit well.
No, they fit good. Fit good. The thing is they've got franchises that can work. And even now, they have just recently talked about physical controllers. You had read about this.
I have. I have read about this.
I read about it. Made him read it.
And even then, I did not. I read it. I promise. It is an IGN article
mm-hmm.
By Nicole Carpenter, and there's a quote in here. It's from
Shinya Takahashi. Man, that's offensive.
It's not offensive. That's how they say it.
Okay.
It's Shinya Takahashi.
Don't sue us, please.
This is a quote coming from Shinya Takahashi. He says, or she, I think it's a he.
Haven't clarified that.
Do not know, but that's okay. Physical controllers for smart device applications are available in the market, and it is possible that we may also develop something new by ourselves. So, controllers for your phone.
Made by them.
Made by them.
So, they have already pioneered with that WaveBird. So, they've had this before where they have taken a new territory,
mm-hmm.
which... Again, this isn't too new.
Right.
Like they talked about, other people are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But they're taking something and making it better. They're doing it
right.
themselves, and they're going to give it the tender love and care
mm-hmm.
that it really needs.
It makes me think of the technology that's out for like turning your phone into VR.
Mm.
I like this where it's going, like your phone is becoming much more than just your phone. So like you can play games on it, you can watch, you know, you can do VR with it.
Everything.
Like I just think that's a really neat idea, especially since, like we said before, it's so accessible to everybody.
So they're making these smart choices, and that gets me really jazzed.
Okay.
But then I think about the NX and how it's so exciting, but it's so troubling. And so I'm just worried about the future of Nintendo. I'm feeling like they might be kind of split right now. They're making these really good choices, really innovative, taking on a new industry, well, new to them.
Right.
But then an industry where they dominated for such a long time,
yeah,
it feels
forever.
Like they're floundering. You know, the things that sell their consoles are their hits. They're not getting a lot of third-party support
mm-hmm.
because they're making really dumb choices. I'm sorry, they're making dumb choices. So I'm wondering what's going to happen to them. Are they going to be just cell phones? Or are they going to be making software for Xbox or PlayStation?
Mm.
Are they going to be able to actually stay in the console game?
Right.
Because they thought that they were smart, saying, we're going to be better than PS4 and Xbox One, but then they go and say, Neo Scorpio. So I feel like they're always going to be just a little bit behind.
Right.
It makes me so sad.
Well, it's interesting because it's like, their, you know, their staples, like their classic games, they don't require, I feel like, as much processing power as what, like, Sony and Microsoft are trying to do with their,
right.
with their consoles.
Right.
You know, they're trying to push, mm-hmm. how realistic can we make games, how beautiful can we make these landscapes, you know? So I feel like that's part of the problem with Nintendo is they're trying to find how to make their own worlds just as beautiful, but still like you said, what sells are their classics, and they don't want to go away from that. And
mm-hmm.
that's a smart choice.
Yeah.
But it's how do we make that as beautiful as it can be? And I think that's what they're trying to work out.
Yeah.
And that's why they're kind of behind.
But not fast enough, because we had last year, I don't even remember, all of their things, you know, all of their releases. I don't remember them because there were so few. You know, 2 years ago, we got Smash and we got Mario Kart. And those were huge. But then you had things like Toad's Treasure Tracker that nobody remembers because it came out at a time when you had two big colossal hits by Nintendo and it just gets drowned out.
Right.
Because they don't have enough where they can spread them out. I'm a little bit worried. I'm wondering, you out there, what you're thinking. If you have something that you need to tell me about Nintendo, if I'm forgetting something, if I'm missing something.
Just tell them.
I want to know. These are my boys. I love them. And this guy needs to know more about Nintendo.
You don't need to tell me because I don't really care.
No, he needs to know. So if we're missing something, let us know. What are you playing?
Right now, I've been really getting into Gone Home. And it is just, my wife came home, I was laying on the couch in the dark, silent, because it moved me a lot.
So you were in a corner, depressed, crying, and alone, shaking.
Well, no, yourself. I was on the couch watching Seinfeld, but I was just, it was you know. It was
very morose. Very morose, very depressing.
Well, it wasn't depressing. It was very artful.
It sounds depressing.
It's not, it depressed me, but it was... It was artful. It was.
It actually looks amazing.
It is amazing.
I'm so excited.
It's fun to just explore this house, and you learn about the family that's in. It's your family, like your main character's family. Mm-hmm. And you learn about them and like what's been happening while you were gone, and just all of it is just perfect.
I'm super
from the music to the art to the interactions to the story, the writing, even the voice acting was just perfect.
I need to play that. I know I'm super late. I realize it came out a while ago.
A long,
But I still need to play that. Sounds really good. Yeah. But currently, I'm on this guy playing some classics. Red and Blue came out on the Nintendo Store. Sun and Moon, the new Pokemon games, come out this fall. You can transfer your old Pokemon Red and Blue Pokemon to those new games. So I'm trying to build those up. Just trying to play some catch up, some nostalgia.
I'm gonna be honest, I have never played a Pokemon game. This is what has happened to me. This is how far removed I am from Nintendo. Well, that's all, folks. Thank you for watching. This is Borderline Entertainment's Weekly Games Cast. We'll see you next week.
Cut it!